This is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. Every Wednesday, I talk to a different expert about the tools you need to get the work you want. Do you let the openings you see on job boards drive how you look for work? Step away from the computer, says today's guest. A better approach is to know your purpose and your strengths and reach out to your community. Hayden Iverson Todd is here to talk about how to do an intentional job search. She's an assistant director of career and fellowship advising at Reed College. It's a private liberal arts school in the Pacific Northwest. Hayden joins us from Portland, Oregon. Well, let's get going, Hayden. Let's start with intentional job search. What do you mean when you talk about an intentional job search?
The biggest thing that I mean when I think about an intentional job search is really taking a second to pause and think and plan about how you want to approach your job search before you start applying to jobs. Oftentimes, when I'm talking to students or other job seekers, one of the biggest things that I hear is, I just need a job. And that really drives the job search rather than taking a step back, creating a plan that is personalized and intentional and is really going to be the roadmap for their job search process.
Why is it important to do this, Hayden, to step back and create that plan? Why not just start sending out applications?
I really think that one thing that can get lost in the job search process, particularly the stress of a job search process, oftentimes we're searching because we don't like the job that we're currently in. Or, you know, for students, it's because you're getting ready to graduate or you feel like you need to increase your income. And when you are in that stressful situation, we're not really thinking about the impact that our job has on our life overall. You know, for most people, if you're working full time, you're spending at least 40 hours a week, either at home or in an office working on your job. And that doesn't even take into account the time that we spend thinking about our work as we're washing dishes, or as you're, you know, wake up and you're drinking your morning coffee, you're thinking about how am I going to approach my day in the office. And that is a lot of our waking hours. And I want to support people thinking about their work as something that can benefit their overall happiness and their lifestyle, and not just thinking it about this sort of throwaway thing that we go and we do 40 hours a week, but it's not really a part of our lives.
So it's going to help with the quality of your life if you think intentionally about your job search. How's it going to help you as a candidate, Hayden?
Yeah, I think as a candidate, it really helps you to be prepared to speak to your strengths. And an application process, an interview process is all about your ability to be able to speak to what you bring to the table. And if you haven't taken the time to be intentional and thoughtful about what you bring to the table, every single time you write a cover letter, every time you update your resume, every interview that you participate in, you're going to be struggling to find those things. So I want people to take the time at the front end of their search process, really investigate what those skills and strengths that you bring are, and be prepared to talk about those throughout the application process.
You work with a lot of students and graduates as well, alums. Do you find that most applicants look for work intentionally?
Absolutely not. I think oftentimes, particularly at a liberal arts college that isn't necessarily focused for the 4 years of their education on how to be an employee or a job seeker, folks struggle a lot with even wrapping their head around what is a job search process outside of just, I need to find a job.
What stops people from doing this, from looking for work intentionally?
In my experience, one of the biggest things that stops people from searching intentionally is honestly a lack of confidence in their own skills and abilities. Folks approach the job search process just as a numbers game because they're concerned that they don't have that much to offer, or they don't know what they're bringing to the table. And so rather than it feeling like I am applying to this job because I know I will be successful in this, and I know that I will be an asset to this team, folks are sending out, you know, hundreds of applications being like, well, I hope someone hires me. I hope that I'm good enough. And that lack of confidence really stops us from approaching the job search in this intentional and sort of self-confident way.
Why isn't that a good strategy, Hayden? I mean, you talk about how it reflects perhaps a lack of confidence, but I'm sure you talk to people who are in the job search market and they say they're tracking the number of resumes they're sending out and the number of interviews they're getting. What do you say to people who are following that strategy?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think one of the biggest things is that first and foremost, I see a lot of folks apply to jobs that ultimately they don't want. And they're again, looking at jobs for that the end goal is just to get a job, not to get a job that is going to bring them joy, that they are going to enjoy doing, or that they are committed to long term. It's just to get a job. And so I think that one of the reasons that this is more valuable is you're applying to jobs that you actually are interested in because you've taken the time to think about what that is going to be. You also are putting yourself in a position, like I said, to understand your skills and strengths. And so you're going to be applying to jobs that match your skill set. And that ultimately is going to give you a higher success rate. You know, if you are applying to 15 jobs, but only a few of them are actually aligned with your skills and strengths versus applying to 5 jobs that are all aligned with your skills and strengths, your success rate is going to be higher in the second scenario.
You mentioned the importance of paying attention to your strengths during an intentional job search, Hayden. How about being clear about the job you want? How important is that? And what do you recommend someone do if they see the job they want, but they don't have 100% of the qualifications?
Yeah, I think that understanding the job that you want is one of the first things that we're going to be doing in this intentional job search. And I think, again, when we're thinking, I think that's a great question because oftentimes I have conversations with students in particular who feel concerned because they don't have enough of the skills. And one of the things that I really and always encourage people to do is shoot your shot. Apply anyways. You know, we want you to apply. If you feel like you match about 70% of the skills and experience, go ahead and apply. At the end of the day, a job description, a job posting, that is a wish list for an employer. That is their ideal, absolute perfect case candidate. We very, very, very rarely hire our perfect candidate in terms of skills and experience. And oftentimes the person who has 100% of those skills and experiences are actually, they're applying to the next job, right? They have already gathered all those skills and they're going to be applying to the next thing in their future. And so I really encourage people, even if you don't meet all of the qualifications, go ahead and apply.
Well, let's talk about how to do an intentional job search. And I know the first step you recommend for doing this is to start with your purpose. How do you do this, Hayden, and why does it matter?
Yeah. So in our office at the Center for Life Beyond Read, we talk a lot about purpose. And I think that purpose, when you hear someone talk about purpose, that can feel a little bit nerve-wracking, right? That's a really a very personal question. What is your purpose? And I want to start by saying that your purpose is not this thing of like the purpose of why you are on this planet. It is also something that can change and it'll be in flex throughout your life and your career. But what I really mean by purpose is thinking about like what excites you. You know, again, we're thinking about, I want you to be in a workplace that brings you joy, ideally, and doing work that brings you joy. So to start this intentional job search, you're going to be thinking about, what work excites me? When I look back at all of the different jobs that I've had or the coursework that I've completed in my academic career or even volunteer experiences, what are the tasks that really excite me every time? I am, You know, that might be that you are someone who absolutely loves spreadsheets. You probably want to do a job that allows you to do your spreadsheets, do that thing at work that is just, you're like, I will always raise my hand to do that task. Additionally, I want people to be thinking about what are, you know, the areas and communities that also bring us joy, that we light up, that we want to be a part of. And that is going to be thinking about what are the books that you read? What are the podcasts that you always go back to? What is the one thing that you will geek out over and talk your friend's ear off, no matter how disinterested they are? What are those spaces that really light you up? And then how can we start thinking about moving in a direction where you get to be in that space every day?
Terrific. I want to stop and take a break, Hayden. But when we come back, I want to talk about what to do with the answers to those questions that you ask about your purpose. So stay with us. When we return, Hayden Iverson-Todd will continue to share her advice on how to do an intentional job search.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're back at the MaxList studio. I'm talking with Hayden Iverson-Todd. She's an assistant director of career and fellowship advising at Reed College. It's a private liberal arts school in the Pacific Northwest. Hayden joins us from Portland, Oregon. Now, Hayden, before the break, we were talking about how to do an intentional job search. And the first step you recommend for accomplishing this is to focus on your purpose and ask yourself a set of questions about what excites you, what interests you. And let's talk about how you apply that knowledge. What do you do with the answers to those questions?
Yeah. So the next step after really thinking about what is the area that I want to work in, what are these things that excite me, is going to be actually taking a second again to look internally and think about your strengths and skills. And this for me is really an integral piece of this intentional job search process. I think even if you are in a position that doesn't allow you to work in the space that is most exciting to you right now, that's okay. That happens. And I think an intentional job search is not going to be something that you do once in a lifetime. It may be something that you have to work towards to get there, but this skills audit is going to be really, really important for you as you're starting to fine-tune what jobs you're actually going to be applying to. And so I really want people to take time and think about what are the skills that I have? What are the things that I know I'm good at? And take time to ask colleagues and friends, you know, potentially a partner, what are the things that they see in you that you're really successful at? I think that oftentimes we can forget that we have a innate skill set because we do it every single day, right? We're like, oh, well, that's not really a skill. I do it all the time. But no, like taking the time and having someone reflect back to you, these are the skills that I have. This is going to be the next piece because then you're going to be able to say, okay, when I see a job description, I see myself in that job description. And that's really what we're looking for in this intentional job search. And that is going to be what makes the difference in applying to 20 jobs that don't necessarily align with your skills versus 5 jobs that are, you know, right in that sweet spot of skill set.
How do you make the connection between what you hear from colleagues, friends, and family and about what you're good at to those job postings that you're seeing online or elsewhere? How do people see those connections?
Yeah, I think that one of the things that we're going to be looking for is oftentimes in a job description, it's going to be broken down in a few different ways. One of them is going to be the daily tasks and duties of the job. And that's oftentimes going to be the sort of one-for-one that relates to the work that we've already done. However, if you, you know, if you look at your purpose and you've decided, you know what, I really need to do a shift. I want to shift into a new industry. We're not only going to be looking at those tasks, but we're going to actually be looking at the skills underneath them. And so what are the skill sets that enable you to do those tasks? And additionally, oftentimes on a job description, you're going to see a lot of soft skills. And I think that that's really where the feedback from our coworkers and colleagues, friends, community members really comes into play, is looking at those soft skills. So that might be the ability to collaborate, someone who's really good at conflict resolution, someone who's particularly organized. Oftentimes those, again, are going to be those innate skills that we have, and we're not necessarily thinking about as a skill set.
This seems very straightforward, but I'm curious, what stops people from getting clear about their strengths and making those connections between jobs that they're qualified for? What barriers do people have to overcome in making those connections?
Yeah, I do think, again, like I spoke to earlier, one big thing is confidence. We know based off of studies that have been completed that women, particularly women of color, are less likely to apply to a job because they don't think they have enough of the skills necessary. And I think that that ultimately comes down, you know, to confidence and imposter syndrome. And then also not taking time to really be intentional and stop and actually outline all of our skill sets. I think that once you see all the skills and experiences that you have laid out in a list in front of you, it's a totally different experience versus being in your head and thinking about it. So I really encourage people when they're going through this process, if you have a whiteboard, put it up big on a whiteboard, you know, make a list in a Google Doc, make sure that you're actually writing it down in a notebook so that you can see the physical evidence of the skills and abilities that you have. And when that list starts to become bigger than the list that they're listing in a job description, you're going to feel a lot more confident about applying to work.
So step number one is get clear about your purpose by exploring your interests and what excites you. Number two is understand your strengths so you can see the positions for that you qualify for. I know your third recommended step for an intentional job search is to reach out to your community. What do you have in mind here, Hayden, when you talk about reaching out to your community to help you with an intentional job search?
Yeah. So I think oftentimes what we hear in a job search process is networking. Network, network, network. It's about who are the professional contacts that you have. And that is absolutely a part of reaching out to your community, but it's not all of thinking about your community. So when I say reach out to your community or sort of assess your community, I'm not just talking about the people or the colleagues that are a part of that. You know, I'm also thinking of, again, your friends of potentially, you know, when I'm speaking to college students, I'm definitely thinking about the faculty that they have access to, the parents of friends that they have access to. I'm also thinking about the tangible resources that you might have access to in that period of time. So that might be if you are on a college campus, you're going to have access to all sorts of different softwares and physical resources that you probably won't have access to after leaving campus. If you're in a role right now that allows you to take part in professional development, that's a resource and a part of your community. If you are someone who is not currently working and you're in a job search process, maybe something that's a part of your community is going to be a physical space where you can sit and be focused and actually work on your job search process. So I want people to think about community as more than just the people, but also these physical resources that we can take advantage of to continue their job search.
What's the best way to reach out to members of your community after you've identified the resources and spaces that are available to you and you want to actually ask people for help? What have you seen be effective for making that ask?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of different ways that you can make the ask in terms of modalities, right? Whether that's going to be LinkedIn or email or just popping into someone's office. But I think the key point with that is you have to ask and not be afraid to ask. I tell students all the time, one thing that most professionals love to do is talk about their work. again, because we spend 40 hours a week doing it and we are excited to engage with other people who are interested in our work and ultimately interested in us. And so I think that the fear of stepping on someone's toes or asking for too much can be a really limiting factor for people, and that stops them from actually reaching out. Secondly, I think in terms of when you actually make the ask, be thoughtful about the asks that you're making. If you're reaching out to a person and you don't know them super well, or maybe you've never met them at all, our first step is not to ask them for a job. Our first step is to build a relationship. And so you really want to take the time to be thoughtful about how do I build a relationship with this person, and that the only outcome from this person is not going to be for them to help you get a job or to hand you a job. The outcome might be that this is someone who can sit down and talk to you about your skills and strengths. The outcome might be that this is a person who can help clarify your purpose and values when it comes to the workplace. And so really thinking about all the different ways that someone can engage in conversation with you that is going to be helpful in this intentional job search, rather than just thinking about the job and getting a job as the outcome for these conversations.
It's been a terrific conversation, Hayden. Now, tell us what's next for you.
Yeah. For me, you know, continuing to work with the Center for Life Beyond Read and really honing this purpose-driven model. This is the model that we use in our office, and really engaging with students who have pursued a liberal arts education to think about how does that education support their long-term professional goals, and supporting students as a bridge between their college experience and those next professional steps.
Well, I know listeners can learn more about you and your work by connecting with you on LinkedIn. And when they do reach out to you, Hayden, I hope they'll mention they heard you on Find Your Dream Job. Now, given all the great advice you've shared today, what's the one thing you want a listener to remember about how to do an intentional job search?
The biggest thing that I want someone to remember is to take a pause before you start your job search process. I want you to take a breath, and I want you to think about, what do I really want out of my work, and how am I going to get that?
Make sure you never miss an episode of Find Your Dream Job. Subscribe to our free podcast newsletter. You'll get information about our guests and transcripts of every show. Go to maxlist.org/newsletters. Again, that's maxlist.org/newsletters. Next week, our guest will be Sabrina Pomar. She's the talent sourcing specialist at the Cascade AIDS Project. It's a nonprofit that provides HIV services, housing, education, and advocacy. You see a position on a job board. You also find the same job on the employer's website. Where should you apply? Join us next Wednesday when Sabrina Pomar and I talk about why you should use a company's career page. Until next time, thanks for letting us help you find your dream job. This show is produced by MaxList. Susan Thornton-Hoff schedules our guests and writes our newsletter. Lisa Kislinberry Anderson manages our social media. Our sound engineer is Matt Fiorillo. Ryan Morrison at Podfly Productions edits the show. Dawn Mole creates our transcripts, and our music is by Freddie Trujillo. This is Mac Pritchard. See you next week.